This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. For the first time, a black woman will lead Kentucky's Louisville Metro Police Department, which has been heavily criticized since officers fatally shot Breonna Taylor. Mayor Greg Fisher announced on Monday that Yvette Gentry will serve as interim chief. The Courier-Journal newspaper reports that Ms. Gentry is a former Louisville Metro Police deputy chief who retired from the force in 2014. She'll be the first woman and third African-American to serve as chief. Gentry's appointment comes at a low point in relations between police and African-American residents in Louisville. Protesters have marched for more than 100 consecutive days since police raided Taylor's home and killed her. So yesterday was Labor Day in the U.S., and every 4 years it marks the official day that the presidential campaign finally gets underway. And out of the box, President Donald Trump, in a 50-minute holiday news conference, took off his gloves.
The press should be ashamed of themselves. With Biden, shipped away our jobs, threw open our borders, and sent our youth to fight in these crazy endless wars. And it's one of the reasons the military, I'm not saying the military is in love with me, the soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania speaking with labor leaders.
More than 6 million people infected with COVID. They're heading toward the 200,000, above 200,000 range of people have died from COVID. And he still has no plan. I mean, there's virtually no plan as to how to deal with it.
Election day is now less than 2 months away. This is VOA News. Belarus border officials say Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was detained early today while trying to cross into neighboring Ukraine. Officials said that Kolesnikova was traveling with two other opposition movement members who both successfully entered Ukraine. Circumstances of how the group ended up at the border was not immediately clear. Monday brought calls from Germany and Britain demanding Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to disclose Kolesnikova's location after reports she was seized by unidentified men in Minsk. Ms. Kolesnikova was the last of three women left inside Belarus who came together in opposition to try to defeat Lukashenko in an August 9th election. Two Myanmar soldiers have been taken to The Hague after confessing to murdering minority Rohingya Muslims during a 2017 crackdown. The New York Times, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and a nonprofit reported today that the two men admitted to killing dozens of villagers in northern Rakhine State and burying them in mass graves. Those news organizations cited statements the men made on videos filmed in Myanmar this year. The United Nations Human Rights Office in Seoul, South Korea, said today that negotiations with North Korea have been stalled for months, but if and when they resume, the U.S. and South Korea should ensure the talks incorporate concerns about North Korean human rights abuses. Activist groups have long complained that human rights were not discussed during the 2018-2019 North Korea talks, which focused on eliminating North Korea's nuclear weapons and improving Pyongyang's relations with Washington and Seoul. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido is urging military leaders to support a boycott of the country's December 6 legislative elections. In an address yesterday on social media, Mr. Guaido said he values each sector of society and invited the armed forces to a unity pact of opposition forces to block the upcoming poll and escalating international pressure on President Nicolas Maduro. He said his team is willing to sit down once again with those who are needed to achieve a transition. California's largest utility shut off power to 172,000 customers to guard against its power lines and other equipment sparking wildfires. High winds are forecast for the next 2 days, and fire danger is high throughout the wildfire-ravaged California. Pacific Gas and Electric said the outages start at 9 o'clock on Monday evening and affect 22 counties in central and northern California. A Bolivian court on Monday rejected a legal appeal by former President Evo Morales, deeming him ineligible to run for a Senate position in an October election. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.